You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. What's the name of that show? Deal or No Deal?
We believe that we're prepared to act expeditiously on a package to our colleagues that will allow us to send a message to the markets that the Congress heard the message.
We hadn't gotten an agreement. There's still a lot of different opinions. Mine is it's flawed from the beginning.
I'm going with No Deal. That's Senator Richard Shelby and Senator Chris Dodd speaking at odds over whether there is a deal today. Still no ink on any paper and no actual deal on the $700 billion bailout that was on discussions on Capitol Hill all day yesterday, went to the White House, and we still don't know what's going on. In 1906, J.P. Morgan actually literally bailed out the U.S. economy. If you woke up this morning as a Washington Mutual customer, J.P. Morgan did it again. You're now banking with J.P. Morgan Chase. That bank bought Washington Mutual in the largest bank failure in U.S. history. That happened overnight. We'll have more on the government-imposed sale of WAMU. But first, 6 days of bare-knuckle negotiations to bail out Wall Street this morning, and we don't have a deal, and we don't know what the details even are. What we do know is that there's lots of drama behind the scenes, reports of begging on the part of the Treasury Secretary, verbal brawls. Joining us now is New York Times reporter David Herzenhorn. David, first of all, the drama, please.
It's there's a lot of drama. It was a pretty wild day in Washington, and I think what you're seeing is what Washington looks like when everybody is just about to do something that nobody wants to do and nobody wants to own.
And in the middle of an election year, by the way.
And that's right. So everybody has to look like they're really reluctant, and there's no question they've put on a pretty good show of that. And I think what you'll see is everybody start moving from exactly what you said, which is no deal, very quickly to deal, because we're not hearing that they have many other alternatives out there.
And indeed, the markets overnight are reacting to all of this drama. The Dow futures are way down. We expect a lower open this morning on Wall Street, and Asian markets aren't terribly happy with what's going on. Overnight, Washington Mutual became the largest bank failure in U.S. history. That has to be on the minds of lawmakers as they get up today and try to tackle this again, right?
Oh, there's no question. And the market is going to send a loud and angry message that that as much as Washington may not be happy about taking ownership of this rescue package, that uncertainty is the thing that Wall Street and markets hate the most. And, you know, really it's a lot of jockeying that's going on. But you don't really hear people offering up anything other than some version of the core rescue proposal that the Bush administration put forward.
So we really don't know the details at this point. I mean, as of yesterday, they were saying there is going to be some sort of issue on compensation, and we were even hearing details late yesterday that this Senator Chuck Schumer idea of something on the order of an installment plan in $250 billion increments, that was actually on the table or part of the agreement. What do you know at this point?
I think actually we do know quite a bit of detail. It's really just a question of everybody being able to hold their hands, hold their nose, and jump. You know, we know that there will be a massive government intervention to buy up distressed assets. The Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson has been pretty clear that there's nobody else out there. The private sector is not going to provide the kind of capital that's needed to get some of these securities that could be very, very valuable off the market essentially for a while. Buy them, hold them, wait for real estate prices to stabilize. So what you're seeing is lawmakers coming together around the idea of, you know, well, $700 billion is really huge, and everybody knows they can't spend that all at once. So if they dole it out, you know, $350 billion at first with the next portion to follow, that wouldn't be too bad. There's pretty wide agreement that there will be limits on executive pay for firms that seek help from the government. The administration had already agreed to a very tight oversight board. They'd already agreed that the government would, as part of this, would have to do more to stop foreclosures for average Americans, which is at the root cause of some of the financial problems going on. So we actually are seeing the components of this coming together. There are some folks like Senator Shelby of Alabama who on principle are never going to be happy with this. They may vote.
Well, and David, I mean, the issue there is Shelby's rhetoric and all of this rhetoric coming out of Washington suggests that this is going to be the tone if there's actually debate on the floor for this resolution to become law. We can only imagine what the negotiations are going to be about trying to limit debate because everyone's going to want to stand up and publicly hold their nose. David Herzenhorn, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
David Herzenhorn is a New York Times reporter on the case in Washington.
And opposition to the bailout plan is also coming from outside the Beltway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.